Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
You need guys who don't think like you. The way you grow as a coach is to bring in guys. This was the brilliance, believe it or not, of Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn used to get his butt kicked by Kyle Shanahan. And he said, man, that is a hard offense to stop. I always have problems trying to scheme against this guy. What's he do? He goes and hires him. What did Nick Saban do at Alabama, Mike? All those offensive coordinators that gave him issues, he gave him a shot.
Right.
Including a guy named Lane Kiffin. So this is the brilliance of, hey, I can stay in my little bubble. And I can hire somebody I know that's really cool with me. Or I can bring in somebody who maybe thinks about things differently. I'm not saying they're not on the same, you know, page when it comes to philosophy of how the defense should go. But, Mike, I think that is maybe is something that we need. What do you guys think? 404-726-0929. But there is a long list of guys. Robert Saleh is interviewing for the Raiders job today. Vance Joseph is also interviewing for that Raiders job. Todd Monken, guys, I think he's going to get a job, Mike. If he gets, I think Todd Monken's going to get a job, regardless of what happens this weekend. Bobby Slowick, you talked about his brand, taking maybe a hit. He's interviewing with the Jets. And, oh, look who else is interviewing with the Jets today. Arthur Smith.
Yeah, and it would be really hard-pressed, I think, looking at what the Steelers were now. You could argue that the wide receiver skill position wasn't great. Quarterback situation was constantly in flux. But I don't think Arthur Smith did anything to really sort of, I mean, put himself heads and shoulders or anywhere above any other candidate by what he did with the Steelers this year. I think he's, I mean, good for the experience to get back out there, take some interviews, but I can't see him getting hired this cycle.
So they got in the playoffs. And I'd be willing to tell you that the Steelers have been in the playoffs the last 5 years without Arthur Smith. You're right. Did he increase his visibility around the league by doing what he did in Pittsburgh? That I don't know. Maybe, Mike, some of these owners are desperate, as we know, and they think he's going to be great. And I think Arthur's going to get another chance. I just don't know if it'll be this coaching cycle. And then the other guy we got to talk about is obviously Ben Johnson. It has nothing to do with the Falcons, but he apparently has changed agents and is going to take a job somewhere. Where, we don't know, but I know Chris mentioned the other day the Raiders' connection with Tom Brady. Again, what are they picking, Chris? Sixth, I think, in the draft?
Right.
So maybe this is you get the quarterback you want. If that's the case, you come in, you hire the staff you want, you've got the support of Brady, and certainly if you have the support of Brady, that means you have the support of the owner. But, Mike, apparently he is willing to leave the farm, as we like to say, this time around.
Yeah, and it's tough for the Raiders because, and Chris and I got into this yesterday, I mean, it's not a great quarterback draft. I mean, that's why, you know, Carson Beck, maybe if he just, you know, deals with whatever his issue is with his shoulder and he can't work out for teams, perhaps he could have been a second-round pick because it's just teams are dying for quarterbacks and there's just nothing out there. I mean, Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders. And then after that, there's a tremendous fall-off. I mean, I don't think you get defined by one game, but Drew Aller didn't do anything to impress. It's kind of like Sam Darnold. Drew Aller didn't do anything for Penn State.
That's true.
You know, in that Orange Bowl to make you think, oh, yeah, that's the guy. So I'm not sure where the Raiders would go. If you can move up, and again, maybe some teams will package some stuff. Some general managers get really aggressive to try to get in that top three because Travis Hunter is going to go 1-2-3 somewhere.
I agree with you. 404-726-0929. Follow Mike. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm going to put him up. See Dukes, and the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. What do you think about Lou Anarumo?
You know, it's funny because at first I was like, nah, because they were so awful. And then Chris and I did a deep dive on his stats the last couple of years.
Yes.
And we even talked to a couple of Bengals fans, you know, so I don't know how objective the Bengals fans were. We're always too close to it here. But some guy said, yeah, amazing run with it, what he inherited, taking to the Super Bowl, AFC champs. And then you lose Jesse Bates, you lose injuries. You know, you still had Hendrickson, but still that, I don't know. And I argue that even with all the injuries, he comes to an Atlanta team that's worse than Cincinnati on defense. So I'm maybe not as negative as I was. I'll be lukewarm. How's that? I'm lukewarm. Steve Wilks I like. Dennis Allen I like.
Me too.
I really like Wink Martindale just because, again, for all the things we talked about, shaking things up.
Well, he's got a plan. Like, this is how my defenses play. And if I don't have the guys, I'm going to go get the guys. And if I don't have the guys, I can supplement with the way we play because this is how we do it. I'm with you. I like all three of those guys. It's going to be interesting to see which way they go. How soon does this happen? Somebody asked me that yesterday when I was at home, and I was like, it could happen as soon as today. Like, if you interview a guy and he blows you away and he has the qualifications and all these guys are qualified,
right,
don't wait. What are we waiting for? Hire him.
Right. Now, you do have to worry about the other coaches who will get hired at the other jobs and when they start to put their staff together, and perhaps there's some guys you're interested in that, you know, get swooped up. We'll get to that. There was an interesting factoid. We'll get more in-depth in the NFL Blitz. Saw today an article that said Bill Belichick has still not signed his contract with North Carolina.
Why?
Because I think he still thinks he can get an NFL gig. Boy, that would be you want to talk about you got no credibility in the world if you pull that and rip the rug out from under the Tar Heels. But he is starting to put a staff together, but it was out there in The Athletic today that apparently he's still not signed his deal.
Yeah.
Listen, that's something.
It is. And if I'm UNC, I'm concerned.
I mean, hell yeah.
You told me you were committed. You did the press conference. We're all in. We're giving you everything you need. We're going to raise our NIL money. And you haven't signed your deal yet?
And the nature of the buyout is so curious. Everyone's thinking it could be a one and done. Could be a summer and done. You know, so who knows?
Who's going to recruit and then leave?
I don't know. I mean, that's why the whole thing never made sense from the jump. But eventually he's putting his staff together there. But, yeah, you got Vrabel up there in New England. And there'll be lots of ties to what he did in New England and Tennessee, you would imagine. But I love the idea of Robert Saleh. It just seems like Robert Saleh says, I'm going to go be a head coach again.
I think
so
too.
And I got unfortunately, you know, a bad experience with the Jets, and maybe I learn from that, and maybe just some things you do a better job at. I think that you talk about Belichick's the classic case. What happened in Cleveland, and then how he was better second time around.
And listen, it doesn't happen for everybody, but my guess is most of these coaches learn from their mistakes. Mm. And the biggest thing, Mike, is who your staff is. Like that's right. A big part of this. It doesn't necessarily have to do all with you. But it is an interesting case study to see what's going to happen with Belichick. Hey, coming up, Georgia fans, Silas Demery Jr. is going to join us. And he's a player on the Georgia basketball team. They had a tough one last night against Tennessee. But, Mike, they get number one Auburn at home on Saturday. He stops by the show here coming up. And we're going to get a chance to chop it up with him about Georgia. The fact that they were ranked, all right, and I think they'll remain ranked. Listen, the SEC is a beast this year. There are a lot of good teams when it comes to hoops.
It's loaded. I mean, the SEC is loaded. I was just telling Chris, and you get Auburn, as you mentioned. I saw the highlights the other day. They literally look like the Harlem Globetrotters taking on Miss State. I mean, it was just like everything's above the rim. I mean, just – and the crowd's rolling. We talked about this, the Auburn tickets. I forget who it was. Somebody from one of the sites that cover the Dogs. Tickets for this Auburn-Georgia game are insane. I mean, you're talking about, like, is widespread panic playing Stegman? You see some of the tickets. So that's good news for Mike White. We figured, look, the progression is there's got to be movement. You got to be getting things going. You've got to make a run in the tournament this year. We're talking about March Madness. And we'll ask the young man, you know, in this wild west of NIL, why'd you choose Georgia?
Yeah, there are good things happening with the Georgia basketball program. The bad thing is everybody else in the SEC seemingly is getting better. Ole Miss is good. And, Mike, you know, it's funny. You start looking around the league, and I said they're probably going to have the most teams of any conference, I think, in the NCAA tournament. Just by the nature of the size, the Big Ten's going to have a bunch. But I'm talking about quality teams, like teams that can get all the way to the Final Four and win it.
Right.
There are probably six teams right now in the SEC who could do that. All right, we got a lot to get to, guys. We are live in studio, but tomorrow we're going to be out Twin Peaks Buckhead. Just a reminder that we'll be out there hanging out. How was yesterday, by the way?
Great crowd. Thanks to everybody who came out to Buffalo's Cafe and Hiram and everybody. You got to come back out here. Okay. I mean, hey, man, as we like to say, if the money's right, we'll be right back. But, yeah, it was a great crowd. Chris did a great job filling in. But we had the whole back room at Buffalo's just filled. And so many fun. It's fun because guys are excited to see us because we never get up in that neck of the woods. Everybody's asking for you. And it's so fun. All the folks that brought their kids and all the kids who've been listening, you know, since they were even little are going, 92.9, the game. Everybody knows the jingle. All the kids saying, hey, man. So it was a great crowd.
That's awesome. Well, thank you guys for being there. We expect to come back out there to Hiram. We'll be back out there as well. All right, we got a lot to get to. Coming up, as we mentioned, Silas Demery Jr. from the Dogs basketball team is going to talk to us here for a few minutes. We'll chop it up with him. Also, we got a lot more stuff going on. Mike, this Deion Sanders to the Cowboys thing, I'm not going to say it's heating up, but guys, it is a developing story. It's not going away. And as long as the Cowboys have not hired anybody, you have to believe that Deion is a viable candidate. He's willing to go if offered. Him and Jerry have talked, but that doesn't mean anything. I mean, guys talk all the time. And if he's going to offer this job. So, Mike, that's something we're keeping an eye out on.